Hey, it's Anthony Rothman along with Bobby Carpenter, and we're here to talk about the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer because it has evolved, Bobby, into one of the great events, really, that Ohio State Nation puts on. Buckeye Nation shows up. It's getting bigger and better every year, and I just think you can't underestimate how much money this generates every year and the cause that it goes to. We started with breast cancer awareness, obviously, with Stephanie, and she did such a great job in launching this, and now Urban and Shelley have taken it over. And it's gotten to the point where we're tackling all cancers, and that really hits home for a lot of people.
Well, it really does, and it's really a great time for a great cause. And you go there, you get a chance to see Buckeyes of all generations, interacting with one another, interacting with all of the Buckeye Nation that's there supporting it. You got a variety of activities, whether it's football 101, the football women's clinic that they put on there to help coach them up. Even to the panel that you put together, Anthony, it's truly a remarkable experience. With Shelley Meyer and Urban Meyer being a part of it now, they're just so engaging, and you watch them interact with everybody, and you truly realize how special it is, and how many memories, lasting memories, that are formed on this cruise.
Yeah, the Buckeye athletes are fantastic. I know they try to let you guys have your own vacation at times, and they don't want people coming up to you guys during the cruise because they have set times where you sign autographs and interact. But what I've noticed is that kind of gets thrown out the window. Most people embrace, you see these people, whether it's at breakfast, lunch, dinner, activities, they want to be able to come up to you. I think that's, to me, that's what makes this more special, that you guys aren't really alienated from the average cruise goer.
No, and there's a ton of interaction that goes on, and whether it's the excursions that you're taking place off the boat when we go to the variety of islands, or potentially some sort of beer or wine pairing that you're sitting there just enjoying. There's really activities for everybody, and the players are going to even be involved with it. They sit down, they have fun, they tell stories, they tell a lot of jokes, and you get to watch them interact in their natural habitat with a lot of the guys that they grew up with, they're friends with, and that's what makes it truly unbelievable. And that's why I hear you talking about it all the time. You're always telling people about what an unbelievable time it is, and that's just what are some of the memories that you have, Rothman? Why do you talk about this thing so much?
Bob, it's an unbelievable thing. When I get to go on this cruise, and I rave about it all the time because it is great. And the fact that this cruise is going to keep getting bigger and better, some of the great memories clearly are just the places we go, the people we meet, the people you get to talk to. Every year there's a different story and really a different athlete that kind of takes center stage. It's almost like you guys take turns on letting maybe the rookie cruise athlete kind of take the brunt of it.
Absolutely. And the different things that you're engaged in, whether it was the little derby deal that we had up there, and you got to watch Dane Sanzenbacher and Shelley Meyer race on the broomstick horses across the stage with
giant very competitive.
Dying. Very competitive, but it's a lot of fun. You get to watch everybody interact. And I just hope that more people continue to come there. Keep getting bigger ships, more and more involvement, and to watch it grow over these last 7-8 years has been truly impressive.
Yeah, it's great that 97.1 The Fan sponsors, and we love being a part of it, and we'll be back on board. Hopefully you'll join us in 2016.